This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Well, playing with Barbies just took a turn for the worse. Our listener Diana from Victor is concerned after her 6-year-old did some unforgiving things with the Barbies she was playing with. Diana is asking if she should be concerned. The message we got from her is as follows. Hi, guys. Try not to laugh, but I'm actually concerned. Is it possible I'm overreacting on this topic? My mother-in-law thinks so, but we don't really see eye to eye on things anyways. I got a 6-year-old who loves to play. She has a fun imagination. She's very outgoing. We were playing with her Barbies the other day, and she said, look, my Barbie is kissing Ken's private parts.
Oh, dear.
I'm just kidding. I immediately told her to stop it and asked if somebody had shown her that. She said, no. I asked, well, where did she learn that from? And she said, because it's what Barbies and grown-ups do. I'm still in shock because I don't know how she would learn that.
Right.
So I made sure to emphasize to her that she was not in trouble or anything like that. I was just trying to understand.
Trying to figure that out.
Aside from that, she's a pretty regular kid. I mean, I just don't know what to do or if I need to get professionals involved or what. Anyone listening that may be able to help with suggestions or advice, is this normal? I appreciate any help. Okay, that came in from Diana. Breeze, I don't know. What do you think?
So this is not that out of the realm.
I don't think so.
I feel like I mean, not me blowing up my own spot, but I feel like as a kid, I would take Barbie's clothes off and mush them together. And
you were doing the mushing?
Yes,
of course.
Not the squish room. So I don't feel like this is like that concerning.
Okay, parents whose kids play with Barbies, 585-252-9800. Have you seen them do some things with the Barbies that raised a couple of eyebrows?
Like, I don't know about all that. You know what I mean? But, and the biggest question I think as a parent is, where did they learn that from? Because, I don't know. I feel like they all do it. I don't think that your kid is in the minority here.
I don't think so either. I mean, I used to like friends of the family who had girls and stuff, we'd go over to their house. They'd be playing with Barbies.
You'd be lying for the Barbie
I
house.
Would just take the heads off. I wouldn't do anything inappropriate. I would just do a bunch of Jeffrey Dahmer stuff to them. You know what I mean?
Right, of course.
And I turned out fine.
I wouldn't say fine, but
oh, let's go over to Mallory texting in right now. Good morning, guys. Be careful and be aware, but it could also be super innocent. Kids do weird stuff sometimes. Yes, that we know. Erica says, I did some stuff like this as a child, and it was just general curiosity. You shouldn't be worried unless there's people around your child that you don't trust, more than 1,000%. Because as a mother, I would be worried. But again, as a child, I did some similar stuff. It was pretty innocent, in my opinion.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's hear from a guy. Scott is weighing in.
What does Scott have to say?
Is this Pisano down the hall? Doesn't he have a show to do?
I like your show better.
I don't understand how a child would pick up on something like this if she didn't learn it from someone else.
Right.
Does anyone else agree? Kids only know what they are taught.
Exactly.
Right?
But
I would assume so.
And this is why I feel as if we talked about this with Bridget. Is her name Sarah?
Bridget Lucchesi.
We talked about this with Bridget Lucchesi, who is our, you know.
She's a local mental health therapist right here in Rochester.
And she calls in for Parental Confidential here and there. But we had the conversation with her last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, about when is it too early to talk about like sex and such with your kids. And I think that the earlier that you talk about it, the less wonder there is. So they're doing this Barbie shenanigans anyways, right? Mm-hmm. But if they actually knew what was going on and less wondering and imagination with the Barbie dolls, I think that that would maybe put the smoke and mirrors to rest. This person says it doesn't seem concerning. She used words she knows, like kissing and privates, which tells me she didn't learn anything from anyone. Kids know this stuff is inappropriate and they think it's funny. Some boys will kill Barbies, aka Moose, popping its head off.
As a mom, I have learned anything. If I've learned anything, having two teenage sons, it's that not everything is a red flag. Sometimes kids are just being their goofy, unpredictable selves. I won't look too much into this. We have Jen here who says, I used to make the Ken Barbie kiss on Barbie's boobs. I didn't learn it from anyone, but I definitely remember doing similar things when I was little. I, too, was six. I think I turned out to be okay, but you'll have to ask the people closest to me. Who else is here? Ashley says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Oh, she's a child counselor. I've seen stuff like this before. I think it's good this mom is aware that this could be something, but also be open to the idea that it's nothing. Kids find subversion funny. It's why they love fart jokes.
Right.
And I'm guessing she thinks of kissing and private parts as things that would never go together. Therefore, it's funny to her. I was as innocent as could be, and my Barbies were freaks when I was a kid.
Mm.
Keep an eye on it, but I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah, this person says it's very normal. This person says it's actually very normal, and kids explore and are curious.
And then we have this person that says, listener weighing in, that says, I would have her speak to a therapist right away.
All right.
See what they have to say. Nothing wrong with having your child evaluated at an early age, especially if they show signs of mental illness. I don't know if
I don't think
she's showing signs of
I don't think that's a thing.
Illness.
Chad, relax. Everything's fine. We're all good. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's normal. I don't think it's that big of a deal. And someone's going to call and be like, well, you're not a parent. It's like, okay, we got it. Thank you.
Quite the odd text from Mr. Tommy Bechtold, who says the relationship between boy and doll is sacred. The years I spent exploring my G.I. Joes molded me into the man I am today.
It's a great place to leave off. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, so the words fired and choice don't normally come in the same sentence, but that is not the case for the Aquinas football coach, Maurice Jackson, who chose to be fired. All right, this is the trending story right now. The head coach is one of the most celebrated high school football teams in the Rochester area, is now out of a job. Maurice Jackson said that he agreed to be fired by Aquinas Institute. So Jackson was the head coach at Aquinas for two seasons and served as a wide receiver coach for the year prior. And after winning Section 5 title for this past season, he's now out of the program. Why, you ask? Well, that's something that we're all questioning. They gave me the option of resigning, agreeing to part ways mutually, or being fired. And I told them that I would rather be fired, explained Jackson. The decision took effect on Monday after Jackson was called in after rising concerns with HR. So the news outlets asked, what happened? Why were there rising concerns? He said, and quote, I had this incident with another coach. I went to HR on Thursday. I told my story. I had a meeting with administration on Friday. Sunday, I got the call or text asking me to come in. The coach said that the school gave him a different reason for his termination that didn't fall under the dispute with the other coach. The reason I got was because I wasn't around the team as much as I guess they thought I should be. And the players and parents didn't know where or what direction the program was going in. So this is a wild story just because they were like, hey, we give you all these options here. And I feel like anybody who wants to like walk away with a little bit of dignity and pride would say like, yeah, we'll just split mutually. He was like, no, fire me. And I think that was more so to like kind of send a message like, no, they let me go.
Yeah.
I had no say in this, really.
You know, in another article I'm reading here, he says it verbatim. Jackson believes race played a role in his termination, mentioning that he raised concerns with HR about racial issues affecting the team. And those were instances that had to do with race that were not handled, and it affected the football team.
The coach said that he's not sure what's next, but high schools and college have reached out to him for other coaching positions and offering him a job. So we'll see. If that's the case, this story is not over, and there's more to come with that, and it will be developing because if race is a part of it, that's a further investigation that needs to be looked into. So.
Yeah, like you said, more to come on this story for sure. But as of right now, he is looking for another gig. Coming up on the show, what is the dumbest thing you have ever been pulled over for?
And did you even know what was happening when it was happening? Because
I don't think anyone knows why they're being pulled over. But does anyone else automatically feel guilty when a cop pulls up behind you? 585-252-9800. Why did you get pulled over? We're going to talk about that coming up next on the show. Stay there. Why did you get pulled over? It's Peaks of My Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Send us your text or calls to 585-252-9800. And I think a majority of us who have ever been pulled over are never really quite sure why we're getting pulled over, if that makes sense.
But what you do know is that you're scared. You're scared.
Anytime I've ever been driving and I see a cop pull up behind me, I automatically feel guilty. My intrusive thoughts take over. Like, I hope I don't accidentally have a loaded gun in my glove box.
Yeah, 'cause you don't even own a gun, but there could be a possibility. And also, I think what's startling the most to me is that when they pop up behind you, but you never saw them at all. They just automatically appear behind your car.
They are
sneaky.
And
now their lights are on, and now you're pulling over. So I actually, and I don't know if I attracted this to me and this is why this happened or what exactly was going on, but I was driving to Canandaigua on Monday to read to the children at Canandaigua Elementary School.
It's what you do. You bleed for the communities.
I really do. I have put in my time this past week. I've gone to every single school besides Oswego that I have gotten an education at and done the things with them. So I've put in my time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Giving back to the academy, giving back to the elementary school, whatever. So they asked me to come read for the readathon that I guess that was happening that day, the Read Across America Day. I messaged them back and I was like, well, I can't read. So
how nervous were you?
No, literally. I was like, they were like, it'll be a picture book. And I was like, okay, I can do that, I think. Wasn't a picture book. There was definitely words. I was panicking. I was sweating. It was fine. It all turned out fine and well. But as I was going there, I'm trying to explain this. So like the school is on one street, but the entrance to it is on the other. Mm-hmm. And I obviously haven't been there in over 20 plus years. So I wasn't really thinking of how I was getting into said school. So I obviously am late. I obviously go the wrong way because I'm so flustered. I have no idea what's going on. And I'm very cautious about driving in the school zones because I have gotten pulled over in a school zone before. So
you're just a reckless driver in general.
It's just I'm coasting. I chuck it in neutral and I just go. You know what I mean? It's 15 or 10 or whatever it is. And I'm like, I can't afford another ticket. So I'm very cautious about that. And I turn onto the street that I'm about to turn into the school on. And all of a sudden, a cop is behind me with their lights on. Now I'm pulling over and I'm panicking and I'm treating the pullover as if I'm parking my car. So I'm like trying to avoid the fire hydrants. I'm like, well, I can't park in front of the fire hydrant.
Now, was this Canandaigua police officer?
Canandaigua City Police. So I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Now I'm even more late to read to the children. It's just too much.
Why?
And also,
did they...
what a horrible look. You're going to read to kids and be a role model and you're getting pulled over in front of the school. You idiot. So I'm like, okay.
Here come the tears.
No, full. And first thing I think of is like, oh my God, I didn't pay that one speeding ticket from the camera.
Well, at least
so there's
this time...
probably a bench warrant out for my arrest.
At least this time you didn't try to run from the popo.
I know. I have done that before as well. I couldn't afford the ticket. So he comes up to the window, license and registration. I give him everything he needs. And the million-dollar question comes out of his mouth. Do you know why I pulled you over? Me. I don't. I'm so sorry. I don't. He's like, you were tailgating. I couldn't even get up to you from North Main. And in my head, I'm like, I wasn't even on North Main. So he misspoke. So now I'm all jumbled up. I was like, North Main? I'm like, we're on Pearl. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, I mean Pearl. You were tailgating that car in front of you so closely. And I was like, what? I didn't even know there was a car in front of me. Like, that's how flustered I really was, like trying to get where I needed to be. So I was like, I wasn't speeding, I don't think, at least, unless I was going 16 and a 15.
Tailgating a vehicle that you didn't even know was in front of you?
I didn't even realize.
Were you driving with your eyes closed?
By the time, the reason I was so flustered by it, because like I feel like he pulled me over like 20 minutes after the fact. First, he said I was on a road that I was on 20 minutes prior. So I'm like, huh? And then he was like, you were tailgating that person. There was no space in front. And I was just like, okay, are we really doing this right now? Like, I didn't even see the car in front of me. Like, that's how laser focused I was to being, I don't know, a stand-up citizen in the community to go read to the children.
Did you get a ticket?
So he goes and he does the whole thing and runs. He's any problems with your license? I literally look at him. And I'm like,
I don't think so.
It's a really, it's a 50-50 toss up.
I don't think so.
I'm like, I don't know. Right. So he comes back and I was thinking to myself, on my way to Canandaigua, I haven't been pulled over in years. I thought that to myself. I'm like, I have been so good. I haven't been pulled over in literally years. I think the last time I was pulled over was like 2020, honestly. So I'm like, wow. And then I think I attracted that. So he comes back and he's like, I was like, listen, I'm going to read to the children. Like, I'm just giving back. I'm just trying to give back to the community. You know what I mean? And he doesn't end up giving me a ticket because I don't even know if you can get a ticket for that.
They can. 100%. They can pretty much give you a ticket for anything they want.
I mean, God bless him. Like, thank you. But... yeah.
Quite the role model, Breezy.
It was wild.
What's up, guys? I got pulled over for a window tint. I was 20. Then my second time was a speed trap. Going 80 and a 55. Yeah, you can, most likely, you know why you're getting pulled over if you're doing 80 and a 55. Matt's texting in that says, was practicing driving stick in my car, and I kept doing loops around the complex. After five laps, I pulled over to the side to check my phone. Cop rolled up, said someone reported me for being suspicious. I was 18 and got my license 7 months before. I was just trying to practice stick.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes practice.
I drove stick for years. I know how hard that can be.
The first time I ever got pulled over, I was doing promotions, and I got pulled over in the 98 PXY vehicle, the van.
Terrible
I'm
look.
390 Horrible South. Look. It was raining out. Cop pulls me over. It was a really bad luck. They knock on my window. I was like, yes, officer. He goes, you know how fast you're going? I said, no, I don't. He goes, you're doing almost 90. I said, really? He goes, yeah.
Not you drag racing in the transit.
License and registration. And so my father was not happy about that because I was on his insurance.
I'm sure neither was your boss, honestly.
I was 18.
Oh, God. This, drag racing in the van is crazy.
I don't know if I ever told you, but I got pulled over by the Canandaigua police.
Really?
Coming here. This was back in 2005 or something. I'm leaving my girlfriend's house. I get pulled over on the side of the road. Okay? Cop stops me. He goes, do you know how fast you are going? I said, no. He goes, do you know what the speed limit here is on this road?
No,
I said, yeah,
here.
The speed limit's 50.
You're on
he goes,
street.
Nowhere in New York State is a speed limit 50. It's like, I don't know. He gets a call on his radio while he's looking at my license. It's an emergency. Throws my license back at me and says, drive safe, slow down. And bolts back in his car and takes off.
And that's God.
I'm like, saved by the bell.
Saved by something tragic. Let's get to some text here, shall we? The dumbest thing I ever got pulled over for was I left my coffee cup on the top of my car, pulled out of a gas station, only made it about 300 feet down the road. There was a cop at the gas station behind me that pulled out and pulled me over, immediately turned his lights on. I panicked because I just was just pulling out.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing ever. The coffee cup flew off the top of my car.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That will happen. Let's go over to our friend Maggie calling in. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
So good. Talk to us.
So when I was in college, I have a funny story about getting pulled over. My husband, not at the time, but my husband now, went to the bar with a couple of his friends, and I was going to be the DD.
Yeah.
So he gave me the call. I went to go pick him up, and there was a trap there, kind of right outside the bar. No big deal. I'm sober. Picked him up. So they pull me over, probably just to check sobriety.
Sure.
And they run my license and registration, as one should.
Sure.
And because I was at college, my mail was going to my parents' house.
Sure.
Oh, they got they got the ticket.
My car registration had lapsed. They never told me. So apparently, after so long, they suspend your license because your car hasn't been registered. I think my insurance lapsed. So basically, long story short, I had no insurance. My
driving
car was not
license.
Registered. I was driving without a license.
You're in jail.
And so we're like a mile from our house. And the cop says to my husband, do you think you could drive home? Because otherwise we have to impound her car. She can't drive home without a license. And then we were wondering, is this like a secondary trap?
Is this a trap? Yeah, is this a test?
Is this a test? She followed my husband, who switched with me. He drove us the mile home. She followed us to make sure that we got home safely, and then we went on our merry way.
I
recovered my license.
First of all, no, that's not a thing. Like,
no,
what?
It's not.
I would be sweating. I would be profusely sweating. I'd go home and change my underwear so fast.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great call. Thanks, Maggie.
God.
Yes, have a great morning.
You too.
Maggie, what? This person says, I got pulled over once because the light that lit up my rear license plate was out, and the cop then proceeded to ask me how much I've had to drink and if there were drugs in my car.
And then we'll get to Caitlin, who says, I was much younger, for the record, you guys, but I went for a drive right after I walked in on getting cheated on. Never drive in that headspace. I ended up with a reckless driving charge. Yeah, that will definitely happen. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
98. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
PXY. If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.